Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tune in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And we are back for episode 63.
Damn, bro. 63?
60-something. It'll be in the fucking name of the
episode. Yeah, 63, 64. That's crazy, like that. 63. What
we're
gonna,
on a roll, bro.
What we going to do when we get to 69? I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm about to watch. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
We gonna snitch?
What? We gonna pull a Tekashi?
We gonna pull a Tekashi? Hell yeah.
No, oh my God.
But what we got for the people today, Hector?
Well, as you guys can probably tell already, hopefully I've edited this, but we finally got our three angles. We got camera one here, camera two here, and then camera three over there. So hopefully this one doesn't time out after a short minute, because it tends to do that. But we're excited to finally get, you know, some more diversity going on in the videos.
Yeah, more angles.
And just make.
Where would a fourth camera be if we wanted to? I feel like raised up right there, this way.
Like a high, like a down.
Yeah, a little bit, kind of like that. Yeah.
Or maybe for close ups, like super close up face.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Because sometimes when I edit the videos and I do a close up. It, like, the quality of it gets a little bad because of the zoom in, but
we could do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I like that.
But what we got going on for you guys today, we're gonna try and hit a little bit of story time, just talk about our days and shit and what we've got going on so far. I got some news about the brand and whatnot, and we'll keep it rolling with that. Maybe we might do some bars. Maybe.
We might do if Hector can think of something that I can rebuttal to.
It's from last week, bro.
Yeah, something like that. I'll definitely hit something up onto his life, you know, blast him.
You're gonna mess him up.
Mess him up. Straight mess him up. That shit's gonna be fun. But what should we start with today?
Didn't you say you had something to talk about or something?
So guys, by the time this comes out, this fight is gonna be old. It's gonna be done with. It's because the fight is tomorrow.
Today's Saturday.
Yeah, today's Saturday. Tomorrow is Sunday. This fight is gonna already have had taken place. But there's a fight, a charity boxing match between Slim and Fusitu. Both of these are YouTube personalities. One has had two channels that reached 10 million subscribers. One has a channel that has 500,000. They've just been going back and forth and talking shit and you know, just it's been all over the place. What do you think? What did you think about the fight? That's what I want to know. Maybe we can do like a reaction video next week for the boxing match and see what we think about it. But what do you guys think about the match? Or if you don't know who these people are, they're both YouTubers, they're both like Middle Eastern, and they're just both two guys that
isn't this a thing too, like some YouTubers actually like
people like Logan Paul,
I think that's the one that
KSI
that English dude,
honestly I didn't find too much interest on that, on those,
really. I used to watch KSI a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he do?
I thought he was the funniest guy ever.
What does he do? Comedy?
Well, the only real video... I know he does, like... I think he does, like, skits and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, the only videos that I saw about him, like, he'd play FIFA, and he would, like, rage and stuff like that.
Oh.
But, like, he was just a funny guy when I was... I would watch him all the time when I was younger. Gotcha. And I thought he was just the funniest guy ever. But, like, I heard about... Like, I didn't watch the video, but I heard that KSI and the Logan Paul were gonna... get it in on that.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't watch the fight until exactly 1 year after it happened on YouTube. Yeah, I was so late, but I was like, holy shit, this is it. It was, I'm gonna be honest.
Also, it wasn't recent?
No. Well, if you consider 1 year and some change recent, but they're gonna have round two. That's gonna be interesting. But I'm so excited to watch this Slim versus Fusi fight. It's gonna be good, because they're, one thing that I noticed is that they talked way more shit to each other than the rest of these YouTubers. So I'm excited for that shit. What did you guys think of the fight? what you guys, what's your prediction? Or, well, no, this, you're gonna already have seen the fight, so
by the time what,
yeah, back, what do you guys think of the fight? That's the thing.
I mean, not everybody's gonna see it too, you're so right, if you're just right, hearing about this on here, go check it out.
Yeah, go check it out, and then, you know, tell us what's up. Honestly,
should
I'm
we do a live like reaction video, like when it streams, or should we just like wait?
Let's let it sizzle. But one thing is that I just feel like Fousey's gonna win. I'm not getting political or I'm not picking sides because of whose story or who talks more shit or anything. I just think physically,
can any of them actually box?
I mean, they're all amateurs, bro. Well, I don't even think you can consider them amateurs. I would consider them beginners. So
I guess to be able to even like be a participant in this, like you have to be kind of an amateur. It's not like anything professional or anything.
Nah, it's
kind
of
just like a clout fight.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a clout fight. It's a clout fight. That's literally all it is. But physically and from what I've seen, I think Fousey's gonna win. You probably haven't seen, but I just think Fousey's gonna win. Nothing political. I'm just talking straight from this, not even stats, because they don't have no stats. They're not boxers. from action, from practice, from growth, I think Fousey's gonna win.
Okay.
But transitioning into our story time. So, Hector, what do you have for us today?
This is still story time with Lee, though.
I got you. Let me sing it.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Story time with Luis.
And then you gotta hit the. No. Okay.
The what?
What's it called? Wow, I can't believe I.
Bro, what the fuck?
Never mind, bro. Okay. Oh my god.
Story time.
Okay, so.
Begin your story.
This happened to me today, honestly.
That's crazy.
And I wanted to talk about it because.
Hey, bro, before you say anything, bro, I was gonna help you out, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I fell asleep, and then by the time I woke up and saw your text message, you were like, never mind.
Oh,
I got
okay.
It. Yeah, but I would have helped you if I would have been awake.
Bro. He's like, wait, what?
I mean, it's just that I went to sleep like at 3 and
no,
some
I get
change.
It,
yeah.
Yeah. But today, this is typical. Like, this happens to everybody. So today, it's like we mentioned earlier, it's Saturday. So, and on Saturday morning, sometimes I go over to the downtown art market. Here in Durham, and I go to vend some of my
almost every weekend.
Almost every weekend. Sometimes I skip because of like the weather or family
yeah.
stuff. But
yeah.
I went today to vend some of my Hectic Wear, and I was setting up my booth and whatnot, and then I had to go back to my car to grab my charger. And as I was coming back, I realized that I didn't have my car keys on my keychain, and I had locked my keys in the car.
You gotta be kidding me, bro.
But
damn.
And I know that's kind of underwhelming, the story.
Bruh.
But because this happens to anybody. But it was, I wanted to talk about it because it was because how like I was in my mental state like that this morning. Like I woke up and I was feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself today's gonna be a good day. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was trying to like speak stuff into existence.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna make some sales today. I'm gonna do good and. And we ain't gonna talk about that. No,
no, it's fine.
Hey, there's a hit or miss days. Right?
Miss
you can't
day.
Win them all. You can't win them all.
That's what she said. So continue.
But I locked my keys in the car, and I was like I said, I was feeling mad good about myself. Like I was like smiling at everybody, and I was like, you know, I was like helping other people too, and I was just feeling good, and then that shit just kind of went like, it ruined my mood, because also like, I tried to get my dad to come and help me, and like he's just been so preoccupied with a lot of stuff that he was kind of like, oh, like I always gotta be helping you with shit,
yeah.
And he didn't want to come and help me, and I was like, man, this stuff is like, it's like life was like kind of testing me. It was a small test.
Yeah.
But it was
but
still
it,
testing.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a test.
Like,
it was a test.
Like I told myself I was gonna feel good that day. Like I'm gonna feel good today, and life was like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna find some shit to bring you down, and I'm gonna try to bring you down. And that's the stuff that's kind of like, where you have to be strong in your mental state. Like, even this little stuff, you know, mm-hmm. which is kind of ridiculous to hear people, like, complain about. And, like, oh, I'm having the worst day because I like my keys in the car. And it's, like, it's one day.
It's just one day. It's one thing out of 24 hours. One thing in 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's just one thing.
But still, it's, like, it's little stuff like that that you have to, like, kind of, you have to stay focused. And even with, like, and I'm going to be dead honest, like, my mind, my mental state, like, my mind is fragile. Like, I can tell that, like, my mind is fragile and the little stuff messes with me.
Literally.
And when stuff like that happens, like, I have to just constantly remind myself, like, you can't fall under that trap.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah.
You can't fall under that trap that life tries to bring you down.
I mean, people like you and I that have, like, you know, kind of like more sensitive minds, fucking be, bro. Ooh. Get the fuck away. They went away. But since you, like, people like you and I that have sensitive minds, we just have to constantly, like, remind ourselves that shit's gonna be okay, even through the small shit that happens, like that, like you locked your key inside your car. Like, that shit happens. Like, that shit's normal. Everybody makes those mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay, you know, like, shit's gonna get fixed. She's gonna work out, just, you know, one step at a time, solve the issue, and then continue. Mm-hmm. Continue with life. I mean, if your dad wouldn't have came, I would've gone, bro. I mean, I got the little kit thing. But then I would've been like, man, don't do this shit no more, Hector. Keep your...
That's how my dad felt. Like, don't do this anymore.
Did he give you a lecture afterwards?
No, because, like, okay, so the reason he was, like, he was kind of, like, hesitant to come and help me and stuff, because there was, like, a quinceañera going on at our church and whatnot, and he was part of it. Like, he had to help out and stuff. So, like, his day from the start, like, he had to get up real early from the start. Like, he was already busy. And when I called him up, he was asleep.
Oh,
because he was like, this is the only opportunity I'm going to get to rest. Because he had to get up to like 6 in the morning to take my sister somewhere. And I was like, fuck, man. I felt really bad, too. Like, when he came and I saw him from down the street, like, trying to unlock my car, I saw that, like, a homeless guy, too, was helping him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so some homeless guy. I didn't even know he was homeless at first because he didn't look homeless. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was there, like, helping my dad with, like, a wire. He was, like, trying to stick the wire through the door. Mm-hmm. My dad was holding it open with a flathead screwdriver. Mm-hmm. And like, he was the main one, like, really, like, you know, trying to open the door. And then, like, once he opened after the fact, he was like, oh, you mind if I get, like, $3 or something just to grab me, like, a bologna sandwich or something? Like, I'm real hungry, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shoot. He was homeless.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, yeah, you can take the $3. Like,
you had cash on you? You had cash on you?
Well, my dad gave it to me.
Oh, okay. Bruh.
But, like, still, like, he helped us out. And it was really generous of him because, like, I don't think, like, any other homeless person would.
Yeah, no. But he was looking for work. Hey, kudos to him, bro. Instead of, you know, putting a sign up, he said, hey, it's an opportunity to help somebody and maybe make a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Let me do that. That's then, you know, the mentality is the thing that counts. So,
yeah. And after the fact, like I was saying, like I strayed off what I was saying. But after, like, he opened it and, like, my dad was, like, heading out, like, I had to apologize to him too. Like, even though I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I felt bad. I was like, I gotta apologize to him because I made him go out of his way to come out here and help me for something so small like that. And, yeah, so that's that. But
that's that.
Now we're doing this the same day, so this happened the same day, and, you know, I didn't let that shit bring me down.
No, yeah.
Even though, like, you know, anything else could have possibly happened, but, like, I didn't let that.
Shit could have been worse, bro.
Yeah.
Shit could have been worse.
I could have, like, had to have smashed my window open. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
You good, bro. I
mean, and people were, like, telling me, like, hey, you got AAA? Because, like, AAA can come and, like, help you.
Fuck out of here, AAA. Fuck out of here, man. AAA, bro. AAA,
you got
ass.
You got bad experiences with AAA?
Hell no, man. Now, I just, sometimes you have to pay extra to have AAA.
Oh.
Or if you don't have it covered under your insurance, you got to pay them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
Hell no. Nah.
But we're here now, so.
Yeah, we here. We doing this. We doing what we gotta do. I mean, the good thing is that it worked out. How I said, if your dad wouldn't have gotten there, I would have gotten there a little bit late, of course. Thanks, how long is the farmer's market?
It's from, so I have to get there like mad early. Like I woke up at 6:30 just to get there around 7 or so. And like even then, like, cause it's like a first come first serve basis. So like you, whoever comes first, they get a better spot like down the street where more of the people are.
Yeah.
And like by the time I get there every time, like it's already kind of full.
Dang. That's crazy.
But it's like people still walk up all the way anyways.
Yeah, of course.
For the most part. Those who actually, you know, want to see everything. So I'm not really like stressing that much
about it.
One thing that is from 9 to 1.
One thing that happened in downtown today, I don't know if you know this, but the Pride Parade happened.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, which is mad dope.
Like Duke?
Yeah. Right? All downtown basically.
Oh really?
Yeah. 9th Street, that area, probably more, but from what I know they were on 9th Street and they did pass by Duke.
Kudos to them.
Yeah. Kudos to them. I hope you guys had a good parade. I hope that everybody that went had a good time. It looked like a lot of fun, to be honest.
Really?
On video, it looked like a lot of fun. I kind of wish I was there.
Was it on the news or something?
People's Snapchat, social media. Oh yeah, I think it was on the news. Yeah, it was actually on the news. Yeah, saw it on the news. But that looked like a lot of fun.
And also, the Art of Cool festival was happening. Yeah. It was just a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a shit. Do you know anything about that? Like how it went or what happened at the event?
That was actually one of the events that I was going to try and vend at.
Oh, okay.
But like, I didn't really get a chance to submit my application because I still had some important questions about the application itself. Mm-hmm. And I had emailed that fest, like the people who directed
organizers,
the festival, some.
Yeah, promoters and stuff.
And they never responded. So I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
And I drove past it. I might have just driven at the wrong time, but it didn't even seem like there was a lot of people there. But I don't know. I might have just been there like wrong time. But
not many people went, then karma. Just kidding.
I don't know how. Like I said, I wasn't there.
Yeah, true. The Pride Parade. I feel like it's a good thing for our city. I feel like it makes our city more accepting, which. Not only does it invite more people to come, but it makes it more of a community, you know what I'm saying? More equitable community, which is what I love equity. I love equality, but I love equity even more, so.
Look at you with them big words.
Shut the fuck up. It's like what, 5 letters?
5 letters? You had to count, you're like, it's 5 letters, man.
EQUITY, 6 letters, my bad.
Oh!
Damn, that's crazy.
Well, see, we both fucked up, because I agreed with you.
True. We both fucked up. We need to go back to kindergarten.
Oh my god.
So, transitioning to the next event of our podcast, what do we have, Hector?
I was gonna smoothly transition from the event to my brand.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's do that.
So
Hectic Wear.
Yes sir.
Is Hectic.
So, yes sir. So, so for recently, probably from the last podcast episode, it had already been out too, and I just forgot to talk about it.
Yeah, of course.
But I recently had my fall release for the clothing brand, so go check that out, you guys. I really appreciate it. A small little plug for myself.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
But I did the fall release. I released 3 t-shirts. What else? Like 2 bracelets, 2 different colored bracelets, and then a chain necklace with like the rocket. What's it called? A rocket pendant.
Which looks dope as fuck.
So I really, cool, I'm, you. Thank you. Appreciate that, bro.
Did you, we'll talk about this off camera, actually. Continue.
So, I put these together too. For those of you who have already seen it, who listen to the podcast and also follow me there, if you've seen it, the release, the design that I did for it was kind of simple. Like, it was kind of, like, this collection was more for, like, branding, not so much actual design. And I felt good about how it came out because once I released it, I didn't feel like how I did with all my other releases, if that makes sense. Because with this one, I felt a lot more confident with the style that I put out and how it looks.
Honestly, I feel like it was much simpler, but I'm gonna be honest with you, this release has been, if not one of my favorite releases.
Appreciate that.
Honestly. You kept it simple, but it had character. Yeah, character. That's what matters. It had character, and so we go.
That's critiques right there.
Critique, bro.
That's critiques.
Critique. It's true.
But I like how it came out, and like I was saying, I put it out once I released it. I got really good feedback from like a lot of people.
Yeah.
The people who modeled for it, obviously, and then just friends in general, which didn't happen too much with my previous releases, especially which
was I feel like was filled with more pieces that were more complex. If you know what I mean, if they were more, yeah, they were more complex, okay. Design wise, they were much more complex than the ones that you just released. But I like this one better.
Okay, yeah. I feel like for me, it wasn't much design. The previous ones, it was much more just the concepts behind it.
Yeah,
they were good concepts.
That's what I mean. But, actually, yeah, concepts. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah, because then I do agree with you. Because I was like, yeah,
bruh.
But it was more so the concepts. I felt like they were more complex and they didn't really like they didn't really grasp people at, like how I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. But this one definitely.
This one. I feel like I got some good reactions from it. Even though, like, it's not crazy, like, it's not a huge amount, obviously, because I'm still a very small brand, but it was, like, I felt, you know, the presence from when I released it. Like,
yeah.
I felt, like, you know, people were showing it love, people were sharing it, and like...
I felt the presence, I felt that it was going to be a better release when I saw the shirts, when I saw the quality and the concept. I felt like this is... It's good. It's good. Yeah. Unlike the one when you had the other release, the one before this one,
the POP.
Yeah, the POP. Yeah. It was. Or no, I think the shirts too, right?
Or which one? No, because that wasn't my.
The rocket shirts. The rocket shirts. The rocket yeah. I liked it, but I wasn't like as excited for this one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the simple hectic type shirts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just it. I like the what do you call it? The aesthetic behind it.
Okay.
I prefer that, you know, the aesthetic of this shirt than the rocket shirt.
Right.
By far. Mm-hmm. By far. So.
And I just like the colors that I picked.
Yeah.
Like I said.
So the question is, what made you go? Like, what made you pick a simple concept this time?
Well,
running out of time.
Just kidding. No.
Fucking with you.
I chose to do this because, like I said, I focused more on branding, so I didn't really have to think too much about design. I still did, obviously, because, you know, the way it came out. But I also just didn't want to, I'm going to be honest, I honestly didn't even want to think too much about this release. Uh-huh. I just wanted to do something cool and just release it.
Yeah.
That's really what it was.
I mean, that's honestly sometimes what you have to do is, like, just pull the trigger and go with your gut, and if you fail, cool.
Yeah,
but it might be a hit. It's a 50-50 chance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I have a lot more other like collection concepts like already thought out. I don't have the designs for most of them, but I have them thought out. And like I keep jumping back and forth between different ones. Like this one probably wasn't even gonna come out. Like a different one was probably supposed to come out.
Oh really?
Like an actual collection with a concept. That's this one doesn't have much of a concept, but
it definitely has an aesthetic though.
Yeah. And then, and like I said, like I just felt really good about it, so I'm happy with it. If you guys haven't, you know, checked it out yet, if you guys are only follow us on the podcast and you don't know where to find it, it's at Hectic Wear on Instagram. The website is hecticwearlifestyle.com. I would love for it if you guys go check that out. And I would love the feedback. Let me know which ones were your favorite pieces. If you liked the bracelets, which actually the accessories are probably my favorite part because I love accessories. Let me know what you guys think of those. And I'd love to know if you want me to make more.
Yeah.
Like I want to know what.
Leave feedback.
Cool.
Feedback. Leave feedback. So, the last thing on the list today, brother. Week bars as a week.
So you do want to spit some bars.
Hell yeah. Well, if you got something for me, I'll get something for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm first. No, I went first last time.
Ladies always go first. Ladies always go first. Remember that.
Oh my god. Alright, you know what? I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Are we doing three rounds like last time?
Three rounds.
Alright. Dang, I didn't even notice. I like zoned out for like a millisecond. Bruh. That was weird.
Bruh.
Okay. It's funny how we always start off with each other's names too. Okay, Luis, as you can see, we're running out of daylight. Your bars ain't got no light because of your eyesight. You can't see these bars from a mile away because your vibes have been led astray. And I'm struggling right now. I don't know what to do right now. All I know is that I'm gonna come after your weight.
I'm gonna come back with a rebuttal.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna come back with a rebuttal from what you said. Hector.
Right now or last week?
No, right now. Hector, you say we're running out of daylight. But I feel like you're running out of Hector, you say you're running out of daylight, but you have no fight. You're missing the height. I'm gonna make you my kite.
It's a little gay.
No, never gay.
No, I'm just kidding.
You say that you see me, you can't see me from a mile away, but those bars, I'ma file them away.
Is that it?
I never chase you. You chase me. Cause I never have no case. And I always make it to home base.
Okay.
I run. And you like to have fun. And next time, I'm gonna make you my son.
You stole my son,
bro. Me too. All right, go ahead. Rebuttal. This is your round two. You should put it like right there.
Round two.
Fight. Yeah. Fight. No. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, no, you should do it.
Okay. Luis, you act like your bars are on a run. You say, I don't know how to have fun. But I'ma hit you like a taser, stun.
Okay.
I'ma grill you like a hot dog, bun. No?
What the fuck?
I'm not done.
Okay.
You say you're gonna make me your son. Fuck. Yeah, I fucked up.
Okay.
Goddamn.
My turn.
Oh my god.
Hector, you keep copying my bars.
I did, I'm sorry.
I'm about to write them down on cards and let you borrow them. Don't follow me next time, because you're a copycat. After I use my bat and make a home run, and then I have fun, unlike you. You're always shunned.
Like no rhythm in that.
Keep eating those honey buns.
I will.
I will too. They're pretty good.
I want to go for one more,
bro. Okay. This round, Hector, I'll give you that one. Round 3.
Go ahead. Well, I think that was round 3.
No, that was round 2.
Really?
Yeah, like each round we each have to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Luis, I'm gonna make you go back from whence you came. There's no way you can be a part of this game.
Okay, I like that one.
The bars give Latinos shame. Got no one else to blame.
That's it. I'll give you that one.
I got
a rebuttal. Hector.
I'm all ears.
You say that I should go where I came from. You say that I need to go back to where I came from.
We're both from the same place, by the way.
Yeah. You good? But the thing is, I'm still gonna have my fame. You say that I'm ashamed, but you're truly the lame, and we're not the same.
What the? Oh my god!
You're the one to blame.
Oh my god!
Now, let me tell you something. You're wearing a pink shirt. Actually, no. Well, let's go back to talking about your bars. They're always weak, never on fleek. You get no girls. Go eat your onion curls.
What the fuck? Okay, yeah, that last one was a little.
Your onion curls.
Oh my god.
Because you never get girls with curls.
All right.
Who won this?
We'll let them decide.
Who do you think won this one?
This is terrible.
I vote myself.
Of course you're gonna vote yourself.
I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, but shout out to Age. I heard that. We're not the same part that you said. That's how it's like. His
motto.
I was like, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. That was clever.
Actually, you got it from him. So.
You didn't even know?
Oh, I did. Now I got it from. So I'm gonna put it under quotations. AJ the Metis. He's the founder of that quote. The writer of that quote. So don't at me. Don't at me. Copyright. So.
Let us know who won.
So
those
you
are
guys.
Fun.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Cause I always
work. Bad at it, but you know it's
yeah.
A little
I mean,
different.
Weak bars,
weak bars.
So you know it's supposed to be weak. So to start wrapping it up, you guys. Where can you find us? You can find us at Bull City Pioneers on all streaming platforms, with a capital P. You can find us on all streaming platforms at Bull City Pioneers. And if you don't know how to spell that, I try to sign it out right now, but I kind of failed. But Bull City Pioneers, let's look it up on Google. We should even come up on. I've done it before.
Really?
And we pop up. That's just cool as fuck.
And we legit, bro.
We legit.
We show up on the first page when you Google.
That shit's crazy, bro. When we began, bro, we used to like random shit used to pop up.
Really?
But now.
You did it in the beginning too?
Yeah, like 10. It was between eight or ten episodes in. I was like, I want to see if we pop up. Nothing pop up. That was related to us. But now
we are
on
the front page.
Videos.
Hey, I should put up like a picture right here or something, like a screenshot of like the Google page.
Do it.
Hey, if it's not there.
No, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Okay,
I've already done this, so
okay.
Trust me. But thank you guys again for watching the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Please leave feedback. How I said, you can find us on all platforms at Bull City Pioneers podcast. How I said, we upload every week, but we missed a week, so don't quote us on that one. Please leave feedback. How I said, subscribe, like, share, comment, everything. If you liked listening or watching the podcast, Thank you guys for watching once again to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.